Are you ready to uplevel the power of your own mind? Because if you are, you will want to join us at the Amplify Your Mind Masterclass. It is a two-day program where transformation meets action. You will discover how your unconscious mind shapes your thoughts, your actions, and your success. And you'll learn the three principles and how thoughts and mind and consciousness are impacting your entire life. We take you through two different hypnotic inductions for an incredibly relaxing experience, one on each day. And past students have said they learned more in these 2 days than they did in a 6-month life coaching course. So if you want to uplevel your mind and do it with extreme efficiency, join us. No fluff, no guesswork, just real results. I will put the link in the show notes, and I'm gifting to my audience a massive promo code for our April class on April 15th and 16th. Using the code GIFT47, you will receive this class for literally that price, $47, for 2 days of personal growth, empowerment, and transformation. See you there. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to a special Podapalooza episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I am here with a dear colleague and friend, Marty Winter Adams. Welcome to the show, Marty.
Melissa, thank you so much. It's so nice to see you again.
I'm excited to have you here. And just to introduce you to the audience, Marty is a divorce coach assisting high-achieving individuals in navigating the challenges of divorce. She is also an international speaker, podcaster, best-selling author, and corporate trainer focusing on conflict resolution, communication skills, and resilience. And her podcast is called The D-Shift, Redefining Divorce and Beyond, and Real Divorce Talks. And I have had the pleasure of being on your show. And today we are going to talk about five keys to conflict resolution, because of course, conflict creates stress. Stress negatively impacts our health. And so that's why this ties in beautifully to the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. So let's just dive right in, because this is a quick episode.
Sounds great, Melissa. And you're right. I think stress levels are through the roof right now, you know, with the whole world. It's not, you know, particularly Canadians and the United States. There's a lot of stress. And it's just, I see so many people that are facing the health issues, but also the mental health issues of dealing with stress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yes, worse than ever. Because we don't have these tools, you know, they're not taught in school. And there's so much in relation to life that I wish was taught in school so that kids could be starting to practice these tools, using these tools when they're really young. And I'm sure what you're going to share with us today, even kids can use, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, because everywhere you go, there's going to be conflict. And conflict can be really good because conflict spurs change. It makes people be creative. It gets people out of the box or the status quo. So I always say conflict is not a dirty word. It's actually, if you don't have conflict, you never get any kind of change. But there are healthy ways to address conflict. And there's ways that are going to promote resolution. And then there's ways that are just going to keep us stuck in blame and problems. So I think one of the big ones that I encourage people to do is when you find yourself getting into a conflict situation, is to become curious rather than defensive. So instead of like, that's not right, or they're blaming me, or this isn't true. When you find yourself doing that, instead say, huh, I wonder why they have that perspective. So really switching it from being defensive and resilient to just being really curious, because you can accept somebody else's opinion. Doesn't mean that you agree with it, but at least you can hear it and understand it. So I think that's a big one.
I think it's huge. And when we hear it and understand it, we can come from a place of empathy towards that person. As you said, you don't have to agree with them. And I love to talk about, you know, I help people move from victim island to solution city, right? And when we're in that defensive place, we're in victim island, woe is me, and we're blaming everybody else. And we're not actually taking responsibility for having co-created the situation, which we have.
Right, right.
And when we can recognize that we're a part of it and then step back, as you said, and allow ourselves to get curious and ask, because we haven't walked in that person's shoes. We don't understand their perspective just from looking at it from our own. So we do have to step back and be open and curious to gain that understanding and ask some questions too.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. Definitely. Those questions are so important. And I think that is, so you kind of touched on one of the things that I think, so I'm going to skip around a little bit, but is that during the conversation, it's really important to focus on the solution, not the problem, because the problem, everybody knows what the problem is, right? You know, our business isn't effective. Our relationship isn't what it used to be. Our kids aren't listening to us. Like, whatever the problem is, we are really clear typically on what that is. And we spend so much time focusing on what's the problem that locks our brain into, that's all we're thinking about. We're thinking about that negative. When we get out of that and start saying, okay, this is, I'm accepting, this is how things are. What can I do to make this better? In other words, what's the solution? When we start focusing on the solution, brain science, we push everything to our frontal cortex, our executive functioning part of our brain, that then becomes creative and comes up with great options. That's where we get the idea of brainstorming from, right? How can we get as many ideas on the table? And then let's go through and take a look at which ones are practical, which ones can work. But just being creative and working on the solution automatically causes people to become more collaborative.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a big one.
Absolutely. And we have to get out of our stress state in order to be able to get into that creative state and allow the flow and the ideas to come through. And again, this is so in alignment with what I share as well. I always say, focus on what you want, because we get more of what we want. And if our brain is stuck in the problem, we're getting more of the problem. And nobody wants that. Our unconscious Right. mind has access to all the resources we need for everything in this lifetime, and it likes to serve us. So if we're focusing on the problem, that's what it thinks we want.
Right. Yes.
It gives us more. And we don't actually want that. And people are like, why am I getting more of the problem? Where's your focus?
Right.
Focus on the solution, and then you get more resources towards that solution, more creative ideas that you couldn't think of when you were stuck in the problem.
Absolutely. And I think you're looking at my notes somehow. You're because my next one is managing your emotions, because that mm-hmm. stress state, mm-hmm. You know, the whole idea that emotions don't impact is crazy because we know that emotions drive thoughts, thoughts drive actions. Yes. And so when we are in that emotion state, I can't stand this person. I can't deal with this. This person is an idiot. Whatever words are going around in your head when you're in a conflict with somebody, or they're a bad person, or they don't care. When we have that thought process going on, we are unable to access the solution side of the brain. So Learning to manage our own emotions. I work with my clients pre-mediation for divorce. And when I deal with corporate people, when they're going into these difficult conversations, let's use some breathing techniques. Let's use some mindfulness practices. You know, even if it's something as simple as just rubbing your fingers together and just feeling the ridges of your skin, or doing the same thing if it's on a piece of clothing or on a surface, just focusing your mind, your body, your spirit, your energy on just what am I sensing right now in my through my touch? What can I tell about this object? Just distracting our mind can break us from that negativity, hostility, stress situation. And then it allows us to come back with a lot more calmness and clarity so that we can respond rather than reacting to individuals.
Absolutely. And I agree 100%. And even go back a step further with our thoughts actually are impacting our emotions. So our emotions impact our thoughts. Our thoughts impact our emotions too. So what is the thought that we're dwelling on? Again, what
right.
is focus, right?
Right, right. Absolutely.
Thinking, when we shift it to getting curious, it shifts the thought, which shifts the emotion alongside with it. And then, yeah, however we can just calm those emotions and distract ourselves from that negative thinking in order to shift the emotions. These are all powerful tools people can use to come to a place of conflict resolution and get out of what they don't want. I love it.
Absolutely. I love this because we are in so much in sync with this. It's amazing. So I think
beautiful.
So that kind of ties in with the fourth one, which is when you're having these challenging conversations or when you're in a conflict situation, whether it's personal or professional, always strive to find common ground. And there's very few conversations that you would have that you can't have some sense of, oh, okay, I get that, or that's something I believe, or that's something that's important to me too. You know, and I'm quite often dealing with people in the divorce situation. So if you're talking to two parents, kids are common ground for, you know, 99% of everybody I talk to, their kids are their number one priority. So, you know, if you're in a corporate environment, then, you know, everybody having a healthy workplace, that's going to be a common ground. So there's always common ground that we can find. We have to be listening with our ears, but also with our hearts. So, you know, if somebody says something that really touches you, even though you may be in a conflict situation, that is a great time to say, wow, that's something that really matters to me as well. Seeking out those common things rather than looking for ways that you're different is really helpful in a conflict.
Absolutely. And when we find that common ground, then from there, we can keep working through the conflict and see how far we can come together with continued agreement before we maybe hit another area where there might be disagreement. And then we go back to the common ground again, right?
Yes. And so that leads you to my last point, which is actually a formula for how you can frame these. And I did not create this. It was created by a really well-known conflict resolution expert, mediator called William Ury. And what his process for handling conversations are, it's like an Oreo. Yes, no, yes. So yes, I agree with you on this topic. And don't use but. And I also think that this is a good process that we might want to use. Let's say we're talking about a business thing. And yes, I think that we can work on this together to look at how we can assess our options. So you're always agreeing, stating what you don't agree, and then ending up with a way that you're going to work together in a yes answer. So yes, no, yes. I just think of an Oreo cookie and it just helps me remember that when I'm talking through conversations. What part of the Oreo am I in right now?
I love that. Great analogy. And I love that you support families through their conflict resolution for divorce, because again, when we can navigate that path with greater ease, the kids are the common ground. Often,
yes.
though, the kids end up getting pulled into the emotional turmoil of it all, and it impacts their health down the line, right? How traumatic is that experience for the kids depends on how much ease the parents can bring to their own process of splitting up. And
absolutely.
When we focus on the kids as being the common ground and being our number one priority, and we as the adults choose to be adults and make kids number one, it has a much more powerful positive impact on the kids. you know, my business partner is a single mom, and she and her husband, as she calls him, chose to put the kids number one, right? And said, we would rather you have two happy homes than one unhappy home.
Yes, yes.
Right? And through the whole mediation process, they always took that approach, and those kids are thriving. And it isn't always that way. And I know there's so much emotion involved. It can be really, you know, a difficult time. However, I love the work that you do and helping people navigate this with greater ease, greater grace, getting curious, putting the kids number one, so that those kids can thrive and they don't have health issues and trauma, et cetera, down the line that they're needing to deal with as a result of their parents' breakup.
Absolutely. And you're right. You know, there's really good ways to do divorce, and then there's not such great ways to do divorce. And it's the same way, like I said, you know, although I mostly focus with people going through divorce, I was an executive leadership coach for many, many years, and conflict in the workplace and conflict in the family or your personal life, there's not that much difference. It's still conflict, right?
Exactly. You know, so you use the same tools, right?
Exactly. It's same tools, just different, you know, just a different approach to it.
Beautiful. So I love that you teach this. If somebody wants to get hold of you and learn more and work with you, how would they get hold of you, Marty?
The best way, if you are a woman listening, is Divorce Coach for Women. That's the number four, divorcecoachforwomen.com. And if you want to learn more about general conflict resolution, it's POSCS.com.
And I really love to ask all of my listeners this. What does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
Oh my gosh, it is just be so proactive with everything, especially your health. Melissa got me started on doing a regular fast, and I do that now. And I'm happy. I'm 60 and I feel fantastic. And, you know, being proactive with your health is one of the most important things that you can do. I really believe that. And I love what you do to help people do that. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And I love that you're still doing your fasting days. I am too. And that's why I showed my shape.
Yeah.
It's a fasting day for me today because I'm so busy with potabulus. I don't have time to eat anyway. And at least I know I'm nourishing my body. So love that.
Exactly.
Any last words of wisdom for the audience, Marty?
No, I just think that, you know, don't look at conflict as a negative. Look at it as an opportunity for change. And to have input and create the change that you want in your life.
Such beautiful words of wisdom. Thank you so much for being on the show, Marty. Really loved having you here.
Thank you, Melissa.
Have a wonderful rest of your day at Potapalooza. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.